In spite of heightened security, many of the nation's icons, the Washington Monument, the Statue of Liberty, remain open. That's not the case in Philadelphia, where visitors to Independence Hall will find the building closed this week. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
The block in front of Independence Hall has been closed to traffic since the morning of September 11, 2001, until yesterday, when Philadelphia Mayor John Street reopened about 400 feet of Chestnut Street in front of the two-story Georgian brick building.
The people who live in this area, the people who visit our area, the people who do business in this area can once again be proud. This special place, this special monument to our history and to our liberty is now going to be free again.
Walking behind a colonial-style fife and drum corps, the mayor led a crowd past Independence Hall, where rangers from the National Park Service watched in silence. Park Service officials had hoped the mayor would make the street closing permanent. Earlier in the week, the Park Service responded by temporarily closing Independence Hall to the public. Spokesman Phil Sheridan says the park needs time to implement new security measures.
We really want to make sure that people can come here, have a good experience, and feel safe when they come to see Independence Hall. So even though it may disappoint people in the short run, in the long run, this is important for all visitors and for all Americans.
Philadelphia Mayor Street calls the Park Service's decision unfortunate. The mayor announced plans to reopen Chestnut Street in February. He says the Park Service had plenty of time to retool its security procedures.
We respect their responsibility and the job that they have to do, but we also understand that this whole area is a part of a city that is a thriving place for business, for commerce, for tourism.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge wanted the mayor to delay the opening for at least 2 months. Street says he talked with Ridge on Monday. But with no new evidence of a threat to the historic building, the mayor says there's no reason to postpone the reopening of the road. Street knows the decision is likely to please local restaurant and business owners, who say the street closure had dire economic consequences. That's no consolation for tourists like Sue Mahaffey of Omaha, Nebraska, who's in town for just a few days.
We were kind of sad it was closed. We can see the Liberty Bell, I guess, but nothing more. Because of the war and things that are going on, you want to be patriotic and you want to see what built our history, and we can't.
Federal Appeals Court Judge Edward Becker is part of the grassroots campaign that lobbied to reopen the street. Becker says the closing sent the wrong message about America's commitment to liberty.
April, May, and June is when the tourists are coming to Philadelphia and see Independence Hall, which represents the primacy of liberty as the enduring value of our American Republic.
Park Service officials say they should be ready to reopen Independence Hall in about a week. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.